From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Turkey takes military action across the Syrian border. Turkish military officials say their warplanes and artillery units have attacked Islamic State group targets in Syria. That after rockets fired from across the border injured at least six people in a Turkish border town. Officials say Turkish howitzers and multi-barrel rocket launchers attacked IS positions in the Tungali, Dabik, and Turkmenbari regions soon after two rockets struck the town of Kilis, wounding five children and an adult. In a statement sent to journalists Thursday, the officials say Turkish F-16 jets later attacked more IS group targets near the regions of Al-Rai, Itamalat, and Al-Anataniya after a third rocket hit the town. They say a number of IS militants were killed in those strikes. The police chief of Charlotte, North Carolina, said Thursday he plans to show video of an officer shooting a black man to the slain man's family, but the video will not be immediately released to the public. Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Chief Kerr Putney said that 43-year-old Keith Lamont Scott refused officers' repeated commands to drop a gun, but he said during a news conference that the video does not definitely show Scott pointing a gun at anyone. Putney said he is working to honor the request from the family for the Scott to view the video. It's unclear when or if the video might be released publicly. The streets of Charlotte were mostly quiet Thursday, but Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and Duke Energy all told employees not to venture into North Carolina's largest city after Governor Pat McCrory declared a state of emergency on last night. This is VOA News. After a second night of violent protest in Charlotte, after the fatal shooting and also one in Oklahoma where a white officer killed an unarmed black man, law enforcement agencies are trying to find ways to reduce unnecessary violence during street encounters between police and citizens. VOA's Carolyn Pursuti has more.
With the increased spotlight on police actions, some departments are making changes. Virginia's largest police jurisdiction, Fairfax County, this week, hired an auditor to monitor investigations into police use of force. We spoke with Board of Supervisors Chair Sharon Bulova via Skype.
We're providing some additional insurance to make sure that when an incident happens in Fairfax County, that we are really addressing things in an honest way.
After several shootings involving police, the Dallas, Texas Police Department increased training from once every 2 years to once every 2 months. Other departments require police to wear body cameras to increase transparency. Carolyn Pursuti, VOA News, Washington.
India has branded Pakistan a terrorist state in a stinging response to Pakistan's criticism of Indian suppression of protest in disputed Kashmir. India exercised its right of reply in the UN General Assembly late Wednesday. It was responding to Pakistan's Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, who had demanded a UN probe into brutalities, is what he called it, by the Indian forces. Indian diplomat Inam Gambhir described that as a hypocritical sermon. She blamed Pakistan for a rebel attack Sunday that killed 18 Indian soldiers in Kashmir, the deadliest attack on a military base there in years. The head of the European Union's executive arm is lambasting member states for failing to ratify the Paris Climate Change Pact, saying the EU is losing credibility and lagging behind. European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker said Thursday that the U.S. is ratifying, China is ratifying, India will ratify, Japan will ratify, and Europe is nowhere. Juncker said Europe looks ridiculous and is losing international credibility since European countries previously were lecturing the entire planet to be more proactive. The EU accounts for about 12% of global emissions, but only a handful of its 28 member states have approved the climate pact domestically. By Wednesday, 31 countries had formally endorsed it worldwide, but more nations must sign up before it can go into force. I'm Ira Melman, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.